My name is Robert Ward. I am a landscape architect and professional planning consultant. I work in the areas of environmental planning and community planning. I am not a resident of Franklin. I am, however, an honorary lifetime member of the Society for Protection of New Hampshire Forests. I had a couple of concerns that I'd like to address. I do support the use of existing utility rights of way rather than.
Robert, can you move that mic a little closer to you?
Is that better? I do support the use of existing utility rights of way over new utility line rights of way because of the obvious benefits of minimal impact to the environment by using existing rights of way. I do feel that the height of the towers should be kept to a minimum. I have not heard a compelling reason why the towers need to be increased in height, and I feel that this is a major issue in terms of the impact on scenic resources. I do recall a number of years ago, shortly after the rather large ice storm that hit this area of New Hampshire, traveling to Quebec City and seeing transmission towers that collapsed under the weight of ice all along my route going to Quebec City. And it seems to me that the higher the tower is, the more likely that it may be susceptible to this type of degradation by natural factors. I would urge the Department of Energy to consider alternative means of transmission. I recall a number of years ago reading that there is a significant loss of electricity between the generation facility and the point of use, particularly the longer the distance is for transmission, simply due to the resistance in the electrical transmission lines. And apparently this is a very significant loss of power just simply to push the power over the great distance on transmission lines to their point where the power will be consumed. This leads me to urge you to consider what has been suggested for the Champlain-Hudson Power Express, which is underground. I recall reading that the use of liquid freon cable underground was a much more efficient way and significantly reduced the losses due to resistance in the power lines. Lastly, I would like to wrap up by saying, as a planner, I feel that the benefits to the city of Franklin should be stressed in terms of the impact on the landscape. If Franklin becomes a more viable and robust regional center, as it once was, and I believe that this project may contribute to a renaissance in Franklin, then this may have a very positive benefit on the landscape in terms of development, making maximum use of existing infrastructure within the city of Franklin, and will be a deterrent to what planners refer to as rural sprawl in the communities outside of Franklin. This, I think, would be a huge benefit on the environmental impact side in terms of impact on the landscape. And because of that, I urge that this permit be granted. Thank you.
Thank you, Robert. I have a lot of boys.